Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Big test for the big brain. Multiple top 10 upsets to unranked teams. Greg, let's start it out.
So you mentioned it, Jim, with this amount of chaos. I took last week's rankings, threw them out. No regard. We're going to start from scratch. I did make a mention before the season started that at some point, theory is going to be replaced by data. Maybe it's a gradual process, but with you get a Saturday like we had, it's going to happen and come quick.
It's a reset.
So the idea is gather and eliminate suspects. We got a group of about 17. Sort by a pecking order of each conference. You gradually merge those conference rankings based on this team is very similar to this in terms of resume, in terms of style. You make that whole list. It goes one through, like I said, about 17. You shut the door at 12. So we start with number 12, Tennessee. Last week mentioned that they're going to be a playoff team without an unexpected loss. Well, that was the unexpected loss that they got on the road at Arkansas. Could cost them a playoff spot if they don't get the key wins against Alabama and Georgia. Florida is their opponent coming up this week. It's in Knoxville. Florida has rebounded a little bit, so it could be a challenge for the Vols. Number 11, Ole Miss. Mentioned they have a light resume in the non-conference, so they really got to build up that conference strength of schedule. Good win at South Carolina, won convincingly. It's a step in the right direction. They'll be fine. Just keep stacking those wins. Big chance to do so this week at LSU. It's a revenge game for the Tigers, who lost in Oxford last year. Yeah. Very close, but not quite. The Greg Pomp game of the week.
I thought that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, that was close. I was curious, but did anybody see Lane Kiffin in the post-game press conference? He was watching the Alabama game, Alabama losing to Vandy. It was epic.
Number 10, Texas A&M.
Whoa.
Oh,
huge jump. In. That's what you get for a huge win, 41-10 over Missouri. Their only loss, remember, to Notre Dame at home first week of the season. Connor Wegman back from injury.
Yes.
He played very well against the Tigers. Notre Dame, their only loss. Florida and Missouri are good wins for them. Had that close win against Bowling Green, but Bowling Green went into Happy Valley and gave Penn State a game. So that is not the demerit that it appears to be. So a big win for Texas A&M. They are off this week, sitting back and watching upon a grateful universe. Number nine, Notre Dame. They had the bye week on Saturday, but what was their big win? Their big win, we just mentioned, it was Texas A&M.
Yep.
So Texas A&M pushing up Notre Dame after they clocked Mizzou. It's kind of fighting against this loss against NIU, which is kind of dragging Notre Dame down a little bit. So it's this really like, you know, opposite forces working at play here, where they're just kind of floating in this little, you know, middle of the ranking spot here.
Yeah, they're kind of in purgatory.
Yeah, I can respect that the big brain computer values head-to-head Notre Dame ahead of A&M.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Yeah, and as Texas A&M works its way up, I imagine that it will also work up, it'll push up Notre Dame.
Yeah, and until they get broken by this chain of multiple losses now, that's really going to free one of these teams from kind of being shackled to one another. All right, so the middle third here. Number eight, BYU. They had a bye on Saturday. But what was their win? Their win was SMU winning at Louisville, whom Notre Dame beat in South Bend the week prior. SMU is 5-1. Their only loss is at home to BYU on a Friday night when everybody else was watching the Tigers. Mention the win against Kansas State. They've got opportunities coming up here in the Big 12, especially against Utah coming up soon. Number seven, Georgia. They're down three spots. Why? Well, they're basically weighted down by Alabama's loss to Vandy.
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, trying to bubble up here, but you know, they lost three. Don't worry about being down by three spots. Like I said, don't worry about last week's rankings. It's a new set of rankings with all this chaos. They'll be fine. There's an SEC championship out there for them. There's Texas out there, and there's more wins for Georgia out there, and Mississippi is one of those as well. Number six, the aforementioned Alabama. Pesky Vandy finally got somebody. Virginia Tech win at Mizzou, a close loss in overtime, and now the Alabama win. It's a credit to Vanderbilt and what they've been doing this year. Georgia is the giant inflatable landing spot catching Alabama in their fall. So it's going to catch Georgia. It's going to weigh down the Bulldogs a little bit. But Alabama, with that head-to-head win, is only going to go so far with Georgia behind them.
Yeah, well, it's Georgia and Alabama have the same relationship as Texas Notre Dame, or Texas A&M Notre Dame.
Yep. Strictly platonic. Number five, Miami. They're 6-0, but they are living dangerously. Two close shaves in ACC play. 10-point comeback at home versus Virginia Tech. 25-point comeback win at Cal. Good news for them is that the Florida win seems to be improving. Florida is 3-2. By the way, they're only two losses are at home to Miami, at home to Texas A&M. So maybe not as bad, and maybe that program not as in peril as we once thought. Mm-hmm. And so it's an improving and better win for Miami. And to their credit, close calls, but they are winning the games. They are undefeated. All right, number four, Penn State, 5-0. Late second quarter, you're watching the game against UCLA. They're hanging around. They're only down 7-3. Well, that becomes 14-3 at the half. Then it's 21-3 shortly after the half. Penn State, they're a team that executes and grinds you. They won't jump out to a quick, huge lead. They've got two elite backs, a solid defense, even though they lost two elite edge rushers, and they've got a highly touted quarterback. By God, that's 2022 U of M's music. That's the comp here for Penn State. They are traveling at USC in the Greg Palm game of the week. Can we finally get a good one? Like, I've been a little disappointed that these Greg Palm's games of the week have been a little...
They're duds.
Yeah, they've been duds. They've been not great. The ramifications of this game and what it means for a game coming up, we'll mention in a little bit, based on the win-loss of what Penn State does here, the ramifications down the line of who they're going to be playing later. It's the devil's number. Penn State's favored by 5.5. Number three, we got Oregon. They're looking like the old Oregon since shifting around their offensive line. Another 200-plus yard rushing, zero-sack game against Michigan State. That's zero sacks allowed since making the change along the offensive line. Number two, Ohio State. Ho-hum win over Iowa. They're going to step up in class this week against Oregon. John, you mentioned this off the air yesterday. The home road splits of old Pac-12 teams facing the old classic Big Ten teams are 8-1 in favor of the home teams. Ohio State travels to Oregon on Saturday. And number one, we got Texas. Look, took them longer than most people thought to get here. Alabama's loss, Georgia's loss to Alabama, Texas finally here. Think about this. Red River, they always have trouble in this game. The favorite always has trouble in this game, win or lose. And then they've got Georgia to follow that. What a 2 weeks we're going to have coming up for Texas.
Quickly, John, takeaways. I see Big Ten teams in 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
A lot of Big Ten love, but it's got to get sorted out.
Well, it'll get sorted out. Penn State is the team, and I just can't get behind what James Franklin is doing there. They are a good team. I just don't trust them to beat anybody that's really good. And but I understand why they're there. I get it.
And the counterpoint, who do they have that's really good?
Right.
Right.
Ohio State?
Chance to prove it, right.
But it's also, it's 6 SEC teams, 3 Big Ten teams, one each of ACC, Big 12, and Independent. I mean, is this okay with you? The participation trophies not really showing up.
We got some cannibalizing still to take place, John. I did a little preview. I had the same top 7 as Greg did. I think the next 7 or so are incredibly subjective, and we have lot more still to go. All right, that's this week's college football rankings. It's 97.1. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.